Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. Barbara Weltman is our guest. She's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, just about ready to celebrate her 11th anniversary with us. I think another month or two, probably celebrate her 11th anniversary. She's been around that long. She is the author of a whole series of books called J.K. Lasser's Tax Books, which includes J.K. Lasser's 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks 2009. How about that? The new one's already out. Also, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, Guide for Tough Times, on and on. She's a book machine, ladies and gentlemen, and one of the top tax experts for small business, and our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much.
It's good to have you back. Barbara, we're hard by to the end of the year here. What can we do? What's left to be done for tax purposes?
Well, you know, it seems crazy, but it's still not too late to do things to impact your taxes for 2008. And one of the things you could do is, you might be surprised that you're still in a profit mode for 2008 because you had a good first half of the year, mm-hmm. even if things seem slow now.
That could surprise some people, couldn't it? By the end of the year, we've been so dour the last few months. It might really kind of shock some people when they get the final books and done, and they actually made a profit for 2008.
You bet. And the thing is that it's still not too late to do something about that from a tax perspective, meaning that, you know, now's a great time to stock up on supplies that you're going to be needing for next year so that you'll be able to take the deduction in 2008 and minimize your tax bite for 2008. Do those kinds of things. If you need equipment that you have maybe been thinking about putting off, mm-hmm. or maybe, you know, but if the equipment's going to help you operate more efficiently. Maybe it'll save you, you know, maybe it's an energy saving kind of equipment that's going to use less electricity. Well, you know, it's maybe worth the investment now. Mm-hmm. And of course, again, if you're profitable, you'll be able to expense the cost. So,
one of the things I wouldn't do, and I think you probably agree with me, I wouldn't, if I were buying equipment right now, I'd be seeing if I couldn't get it financed. Because I'd be wanting to hold on to my cash. I wouldn't be paying writing a big check for equipment and paying cash for it. What do you think, Barbara?
Well, that makes sense. And two points about that. One is many vendors are very willing at this point to help with the financing because they need to do this in mm-hmm. order to make their sales. So the access to financing from vendors is pretty good right now. The
right.
other thing is that from the tax perspective, you get the same write-off whether you pay cash or you finance.
There you go. In fact, in some circumstances, and I'm not saying it's not even rare. It's just pretty maybe kind of tough to do sometimes. You could actually wind up with a cash flow positive transaction if you did that.
That's absolutely true. Just run the numbers, and you might exactly wind up with better cash flow by financing.
But Barbara, I am telling people in my opinion, we should all be hanging on to the cash that we can, watching our cash like a hawk, because I think cash is king has always been the case, but I think in 2009 it's really going to be the case. What do you think?
Well, for sure. I mean, you absolutely. From what I've seen from people I've spoken with across the country, small businesses that are not leveraged are able to ride out the storm
mm-hmm.
because they don't have to worry because their cash isn't going for debt servicing.
Right.
So, to the extent that you can build up a war chest, if you will, it will help see you through.
Right, exactly. Another thing, not on a tax, from a tax standpoint, but just from an operating standpoint, Barbara, I've been telling them that, you know, that in my opinion, that and I said this earlier in the 08 too, that this isn't a time to get out too far on the leading edge of things, because, you know, when the closer you get to the leading edge, that's where you, on the other side of the leading edge is the bleeding edge.
Well,
and so, you know, I've been encouraging them to be a little you know, let's use the word conservative. What do you think?
Well, I would say that as the general rule, that's excellent advice. Of course, there may be, you know,
there are exceptions
that you shouldn't pass up.
We all need to be aware of when the economy is going to turn. We have to do that for sure. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our good friend Barbara Weltman, the author of J.K. Lasseter's 1,000 Deductions and Tax Breaks 2009. That's the new edition. 20 till. Barbara Weltman and I will be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the mothership. That's the flagship website. And also our knowledge base, askjim.biz, and then our blog, jimsblog.biz. Hope you'll check all those out. But if you just get to the mothership, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can find everything there, the blog and the knowledge base and all the archives and the Brain Trust members, like our good friend Barbara Weltman, who's with us now. You can link over to the blog. Did I say that? Also, you can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon and by email. I'll get you ready for the week ahead. Hope you check that out. All that's free. Everything is free, just so you can have, so you can use all that information, all the wisdom that our Brain Trust members have deposited with us over the years. There's something there for you, no matter what's on your mind, no matter what you're trying to accomplish. There's an article, an archive, some resource there for you that will help you with that. So check that out. Barbara is, as I said, Barbara Weltman is our guest. She's an original member of our Brain Trust, and her website is barbaraweltman.com. Right, Barbara?
That's correct, and it's been revised, and I have a blog there, too, and
yeah,
a free idea of the day, and an e-newsletter, and articles, and information about my book and my radio show.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. You know, I didn't forget about it. I just hadn't gotten around to it. You have a radio show is it Monday?
Every Monday, 4 to 5 Eastern Time, called Build Your Business.
There you go. And so check that out. And they can. That's online too, right?
That's correct. That's on WSRadio.com.
WSRadio.com. And so check that out, Barbara. It's outstanding. I've been on it myself, Monday afternoons, 4 to 5 Eastern, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, all right. So check that out. Barbara, let's talk about some other things that we can do last minute for 08 to impact 08 taxes. What about from a retirement standpoint?
Well, for sure, two things that I wanted to cover. One was, as you bring up, it's still not too late to sign the paperwork to set up a 401k plan, a profit-sharing plan for 2008. And then you have until the extended due date of your return to actually put the money in. So you just have to sign the paperwork now, and then it gives you all that time to fund it. So that's really a great thing to do because, again, many businesses are going to find that they're profitable, and this is the way to shelter the money. And, you know, people feel that some people are like, hesitant because, oh, they saw the stock market go down and their retirement savings drop. But still, you still want to put the money in, and then, you know, you can make your investment decisions later on where you're going to put the money. So that's really, really important. Of course, you have to factor in the cost of covering your employees, which, you know, will impact the kind of plan you choose and how much you
can have to. Can you have to make that? You don't have to make that decision right now either, though, right?
Well, you have to make the decision now, for example, if you're going to set up a 401k plan, you're going to have to decide your matching now. So you are going to have to make some decisions now. And
what would be a classic? What would be a classic matching percentage?
The classic is up to about 6% of compensation.
Okay.
About 50% up to 50% of comp up to about 6%. That's about max, but many small businesses don't necessarily do that. And you're not required, unless you have certain kinds of plans, you're not necessarily mandated to match. But many small business owners do so that they.
So you could offer a 401k. Plan where they could do payroll withholding without the small business owner matching it.
Correct, but of course if you want to do the kind of plan where you have automatic enrollment and avoiding non-discrimination problems, then you're going to have to do some minimum matching. But it's pretty small.
Would be minimum matching?
It's like 3%.
3%. So if they make $30,000, it'd be $900 a year.
Yeah. Exactly.
They should pay for that employee.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's about it. So, that's one thing. The other thing that I think is really important to think about at this time is charitable contributions. The charities
are taking a
so
hit right now, aren't they?
So many ways because of the Madoff scandal, as you mentioned, of. The economy and contributions being down. So as a business owner, if you are in a position to give, now it's more valued than ever before. And, of course, there are certain tax breaks to consider that might even make it easier, more interesting to contribute. In other words, not necessarily contributing cash, but certain inventory kind of contributions, like book inventory, food inventory, if that's your business, you get enhanced deductions for it.
Some people are giving cars and donating different other assets to churches so that they can charities so that they can use those to resell them or whatever.
Exactly.
There are a lot of different ways people are doing that. So it might be something you could do that wouldn't actually cost you any cash right now.
That's the point, that you don't necessarily have to put out cash. But if you can afford to do that, I just think it's a great thing to do now. And because, it's more valued than ever. You're not just...
Isn't it ironically sad that... that when at a time when these charities probably have greater needs, that their resources are drying up to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
absolutely.
This is a time when probably more and more families, people who live on the margins, they've lost their job or something like that. The children. Well, anyway, you know how this works, folks. So
yeah.
So let's remember those of us who have more than we need. Let's remember those people, and let's not just do it at the end of the year for tax purposes. Let's not just do it during the holidays. These people need food and other things in March and July and September. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
And through it all down.
The Rascals bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. We got our good friend Barbara Weltman back with us. BarbaraWeltman.com is the website. Her books are, there's so many, I couldn't carry them all in here. I'd hurt myself, but I have a couple of three here. J.K. Lasser's 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks, 2009, also Guide for Tough Times, and Small Business Taxes, 2009. Barbara, I get the first one and the last one, I understand that, but explain to us why, what's the I know, and I can read the title here, Guide for Tough Times, but what are you recommending in there? What's in that book?
Well, the point of the book is to provide readers with resources and strategies that they can use to just sort of get through this time and to deal with different issues, whether it's their home, their education, health care, their job or their business.
You got some refinancing suggestions in here, which is really good.
Sure. I deal with that.
Yeah.
And alternatives for business owners so they don't have to go into bankruptcy and, you know, how to work things out. So, I mean, it's a kind of a reality check that, you know, some people are experiencing really tough times.
Yep.
But with that said, that there are things that can be done. But, you got to do it. Like, nobody's going to make you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you to sort of be proactive about all of this and take advantage of a lot of resources and opportunities that are there to help. And, things are going to be hard to deal with, and it's not going to, it could be painful. But, I'm an optimist, and I think that people can get through this.
By the way, folks, the books are available wherever books are sold, in your local bookstore, as well as online, and you can find them wherever you find other books. Barbara, last thoughts on what about tax planning for 2009? Is there anything we need to be doing to get ready for 2009? Is there anything we can do right now to help with 2009?
Well, first of all, just to sort of keep your eye open, because we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, there's a lot of talk about a lot of changes going on in Washington and other places. I mean, everything from the local levels. There's so many changes at the local levels. Even things just starting out January 1. Half a dozen states have higher minimum wages starting January 1. So that you're going to have to factor that into your wage setting and, change your payroll withholdings and accordingly, and deal with that. Then and again, just because the local governments, the state governments, and the federal governments are so revenue starved, you got to expect that there's going to be a whole slew of things. On the one hand, they're going to try to create breaks as incentives to get people to spend, to get businesses to buy and invest and create jobs. And on the other hand, they're going to be taxing because they need the money.
That's right.
So I think you just got to stay awake, alert, and in touch with your representatives.
Yeah, the states and the local folks are having a tough time too. I mean, some people are forecasting that California is going to go bankrupt.
Well, I'll give you an example. In New York, for example, they in the proposed budget, they're trying to raise revenue by so many little nickel and diming kind of taxes that are going to impact small business. For example, they want to put taxes on haircuts and Who owns the beauty parlors and the barbershops? It's a small business owner.
That's right.
The same thing with the nail salons, and all of these are small businesses that are all potentially going to be
adversely
impacted.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's the thing that I don't. This is where politicians run off the rails, as far as I'm concerned, Barbara. Is when they start running out of money, instead of doing the things that would generate more revenue through productivity, they decide they want to just get an extra egg out of the golden goose, early, instead of letting it, instead of earning that. I guess that makes me a supply sider.
Or cutting back on some unbelievably wasteful spending because it's a reward for their their campaign promises to friends and supporters, and it's some of it is just unbelievable. I don't understand how these people get reelected year after year.
Well, somebody said, Barbara,
they wouldn't be able to stay in business. That's for sure.
Some people said we have the government we deserve because we elected them.
Unfortunately, I tend to agree with that statement, and it's not.
BarbaraWeltman.com is the website. The books are all there, and wherever books are sold, Barbara will be back, I promise you, real soon. Hey, Barbara, thanks for being here. Let's have a good 2009 together. What do you
think? Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, thanks, Barbara. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.